welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 114. Do you realise that's 2 weeks past the 100? Just saying. Hello, Jonathan. CQ, Deb, CQ. And Mike. I'm glad you're there, babe.
Why?
Because it wouldn't be the same without you.
Well, I'm going now.
Oh. Was it something we said?
Yeah.
You just been
somebody
mean
wants
now
to play, don't they?
Yes, actually, I'm not sure. She's got frizzy fur because she's wet. She's not a happy hound, are you, Lola? Daddy, where are you going?
To the toilet, Lola.
Well, she has to come with. Not even joking. How are we all today? Ooh, I was a little bit excited. No, not the new iMac, but new toys from Logitech. Do like me some Logitech toys. Bizarrely, I thought this was already out. It says Logitech today announced a new mouse and keyboard built for the Mac. The Logitech MX Master 3, that's the mouse, and Logitech MX Keys for Mac. I think it could be the 4 Mac that's different. But it looks amazingly like what's already out. No price. Yes, there were prices. £100 each, basically. Looks a little bit like the Apple one, but better. Don't know if they're available in the UK yet. And they did bring one out for the iPad with a mouse. Problem with it? It's pink. And not just any pink, but that hideously girly, powdery pink. But maybe Mike, maybe we could tempt Mike with one.
With one what?
New keyboard for the iPad. There you go.
Pink.
I know it's pink. We're all agreed it's pink.
With a hint of peachy dusk.
It is actually. Yeah, that was Dusky Peach.
Dusky Peach.
Dusky Peach, that was. Let me see if I can get the link for it. There we go. I will share it with you. Who is in the market for this kind of toy? There we go. I'm doing fine, Jonathan. Got a bit of a productivity boom on at the moment. I think it's being in lockdown. I'm getting to quite enjoy it myself. How's everybody else doing with that? What do you think of the keyboard and mouse? Keyboard's quite different. Does it say if it's backlit? Ooh, smart backlighting. Yeah, the pink is not good, is it? Do you know, I hate that. It's like, to sell it to women, we'll have to make it pink. Because let's be honest, what bloke is buying that? Why is it only available in pink? Lightweight and includes a space-saving design. Oh, hang on. Rose and off-white. But we don't see the off-white. Of course, they're available in the US. Haven't got them here yet, needless to say. Let's have a look at the off-white one, see if it's much better. Does that keyboard have a track at the back of it to stand the iPad in? It's very difficult to tell. How on earth do you get that? This site's awful. I can see the product and I can't click it. Right, let's put MX Keys and see if we can. There we go. Oh, with an illuminated keyboard. I thought it said backside then. Think it, master it. Yes, I know, but I want to see. Come on. All right, here we go. There's definitely some kind of track at the back, but it doesn't actually tell you what that's for. Looking at it, I don't actually think it's a stand. Oh, tell me that the palm rest comes with it. Don't tell me it's extra. No, that thing at the back is not a track to hold your iPad. I'll stick with the one I've got then.
She doesn't seem that bothered, does she?
No, she doesn't. She wants to stay in here and listen to the show. That freaked her out.
Come on.
She's lay on the floor and Mike's just like shimmied over her. She didn't look pleased with that.
Come on.
Are you going to stay? Do you know, you can be the quietest thing when we're live. And the second we come off live, you bark like, oh, you're just flopping, are we? Right, she's sleeping next to me. Excellent. Ooh. What's the difference between non-Mac and Mac? That's exactly my thoughts, Paul. The MX Master 3 mouse has been around for ages. Unless it's a driver thing that's different. There is a video on their site, so I've seen all of that. It's not a thing at the back, and it's USB-C. 10 days on a full charge, up to 5 months with the backlighting turned off. Now, remember when I had the Matias, and we were all trying to work out how long the battery would last? Because my other one, the Apple one, isn't backlit, so it did last a while, but I would say maybe 5 to 6 weeks. How long's this one been here? Because I've not charged it yet. Unfortunately, there's no indication of how the battery's doing, so I don't know when I would need to charge it. This one is chargeable on like a USB Kindle thing, so it's not the USB-C. 10 days on a full charge doesn't seem long, but I guess that's because the backlighting's on. But we will see. It does work on different devices at the same time. So rather nice. I'm going to stick with what I've got. But the mouse interested me because, as Paul said, it's been out ages. Why bring it out now? It's not a different colour. It doesn't look different in any way, shape or form. Unless they're calling it the Mac version. But it's not different in any way. They're both dark. There is actually a lighter version of the mouse, so I'm not sure what that difference is. Although it does say at the top, MX for Mac. Mastered for Mac. It says it's space grey, but to be honest, the original was space grey. So I'm at a complete loss. I've no idea what's different with that. Keyboard doesn't look bad, but nothing spectacular either. So we'll see. Who's buying? You're not buying the pink. I'm glad to hear that. I'm very glad to hear that. What was that one called?
Tonight's dinner from Johnny.
Ooh. I shall have a look in a moment. I'm looking for the... no, that's that one. I'm looking for the iPad one. I shall put in iPad and see if I can find this white one I'm looking for. There it is. No, that's a wired keyboard. There it is. The K380 in white. Let's just say it's better than the pink. But, you know, where does this mean guys have to go for the white one? Because there's no self-respecting guy going to be wanting to buy the pink, is there? Let's be honest.
Although I've got a pink toothbrush.
That's because I didn't want it. Yeah, we're two in the packet.
I had no choice, did I?
My toothbrush is black. It's so sexist, that. You know, you get a pack of two toothbrushes, and obviously, oh, there's a black one. That'll
that
be for him. And there's
like
a pink one.
Cheese and spinach pizza, I'd guess.
Ooh.
Am I right? Cheese and spinach pizza.
Right,
with
I think
onion.
That's the link to the white one. So, yeah, the pink is vile. We are all agreed the pink is vile. Ladies, do you buy tech based on the colour? You're amongst friends. It's fine if you do. But do you buy tech based on the colour? Your mother got a gold thing.
Rose gold.
That's the one. On the phone, didn't she?
That's not pink.
Well, no. And she did have the sense to get a black case.
I was right, Johnny.
Excellent.
Mozzarella is cheese.
That's a very good point, Jonathan. Where's their focus group that says pink's a good idea? No self-respecting tech user I know thinks, well, there's that one and that one. You know, if they're identical, then you may choose the pink one. But to buy it because it's pink... I don't understand. No. In fact, if it's pink, I'm not buying it. And I've been saying that for 13 years. So maybe eventually somebody will listen.
What's brat?
Brat.
Yes, because in English, brat probably doesn't mean what the same as what Kim's having for dinner.
Oh dear, Kim, that has very unfortunate connotations.
Brat in the UK is like a spoilt child, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, I've never heard of something food-related called brat.
No.
Mm.
I'm sure Kim will let
us know.
I
shall wait.
I'll tell you what I find quite funny. Both Kim and Johnny are calling it dinner.
True. True.
But Kim's is lunch.
It is. Well, it depends. It depends if you're having tea later, doesn't it? Which tea and Manchester thing. You see, nobody's here is buying tech for the colour.
Back
but Kim does like red. But you're not buying it because it's red. It's just if there's a choice. You
I
would
was
rather
thinking
have the
that,
red.
Debbie.
Oh, it could be, couldn't it? Didn't think of
brat
that.
Brat first.
Did buy a white or any other colour because the white borders on the iPad before it went edge to edge made it look smaller. Good point. Good point.
It's made from brat, which is finely chopped meat.
Oh, no. We don't have that here. Oh, learn something. Learn something. Jonathan doesn't have tea. I do have tea, Jonathan. I have tea at 4 o'clock when Mike finishes work. Literally, I have taken to having a cup of tea and one of my gluten-free tea things. Good thinking, Kim. Largest meal of the day. I used to do that. Actually, breakfast used to be my largest meal of the day. I guess it sort of is at the minute. Because I'm working very strange hours at the moment and I'm very happy about it. Didn't they bring out a white iPad with iPad 2?
Yeah, because I stood in the queue at Liverpool debating which colour to get.
Now, didn't we end up with black?
Black or white?
I was
going to go for white nose.
We went for black.
Yeah, but I thought about getting white.
Yeah, just for a change. But then we went for a change with the cover. But then I switched to white and then I switched back to black. The colour that it was, I don't know if it was space grey. There probably was a space grey, but I ended up with... I've got two white iPads that followed on from one another. And then I got a 12.9 in white. And then I went back to black. I don't really... Well, I think the space grey improved. But I actually like the silver edges. But iPhone-wise, I had a white 6. And then again, I went back to black because it brought it out in piano black, didn't they? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Not that it matters once it's in a case, but you know what we're like.
Yeah, I had a shiny backside.
It had an illuminated and shiny backside. Oh, it was polished to within an inch of its life. That's very true, Deb. White and pink looking dingy. I inadvertently managed to find myself watching a video. I think it was all to do with bullet journaling and planners. And the lady had a white, what looked like, in my day, it would have been called a Filofax cover. It was like leather and there was like a clip on the right-hand side of it and she had a planner in it. And it looked beautiful. It was snow white, looked absolutely beautiful. And I'm looking at it thinking, that looks really nice. And then I thought, walk away. Because any light colour is going to look dreadful when it gets dirty. So I did, I walked away. But it did look nice. They do when they're new. You've got version 1 of the MX Master. The one I liked was the MX Revolution. Thought that was fabulous. Many moons ago. Now, did that have a rechargeable battery? I think it did. Yeah, it had a cradle. Used to sit it in a cradle to charge it. I must prefer the ones that have got, like, the charging port at the front, where in an emergency you can actually plug it in and carry on.
I had an MX, didn't I? MX Revolution.
Yeah, you did.
It died.
In the end, but how many years did you have that?
Yeah, quite a while.
Quite a while. I actually do like the Mighty Mouse, Magic Mouse thing, but it's far too sensitive for editing audio. It jumps all over the place. No wonder there's a company who've brought out, like, sides for it. It's like putting sides on a hospital bed. Let's see if I can find them. You wouldn't believe that you need to put these things on stuff, but you do. Who brought that out? It was somebody like Just Mobile or 12 South. Probably 12 South. 12 South Mouse Sides. Maybe they don't call it Mouse Sides. Clearly not. The price of their stuff is astronomical. There's a tiny stand here for an iPad and it's £50. It's utterly ridiculous. It's not even a full thing. It's literally just like a compass stand. Oh, typically I can't find it. Shall we try Magic Mouse and see if it comes up with that? Basically, it's two strips of plastic that you put... There they are. Elevation Lab. I knew it was one like that. So the idea of these things is that you basically glue them to the side of your mouse. to stop it jumping all over the place. And you know what? What's even more frightening? I actually contemplated doing that. They are solid silicone rubber and removable with 3M adhesive. You shouldn't have to do that. If there is a market for a product like that, the mouse isn't designed right. Just saying, Apple. Ooh, what's this one? At least we no longer
coloured
have
mice. What's like the Bondi Beach things?
Oh, like the POC. That's very true. And yet, you know, they were iconic in their day, weren't they? Absolutely iconic. That was what really got a lot of people online. Do you remember there was a dial-up thing? I remember Carrie showing us the discs for it. That you got the one of the iMacs. I mean, the Bondi Blue one was the de facto standard. Do you know they turn them into fish tanks now?
Do they?
Yeah. Hmm. There's loads of YouTube videos about how to turn them into a fish tank.
Hmm.
Just saying. You really do that with an iMac, would you? You'd have to be a place. good evening, Simon. How are you doing? Jonathan prefers the silver things. You're worried if the black ones get scratched, it will show up more. I must admit, it was the 7, wasn't it, that was the piano black thing. Let's have a look at it. Let's take it out of the case and have a look at it. I went for one which had a clear back on the case. The back of this, absolutely pristine, Jonathan. And the case was £1.50. I got the case because it was the only case they had. The new one, you know, with it being brand new, they hadn't come out. So I thought, well, that'll do for now. And it was so good when it arrived, I've stuck with it. It's the original case. Doesn't add much to it. Boy, the phone feels different when you take it out of the case. It is so skinny, isn't it? I can't imagine just using it like that, though. Really can't. But that piano black one, the back, looks like new. Which I didn't expect, because who remembers the classic iPod where it had a stainless steel back? That scratched soon as look at it. In fact, it was probably scratched in the box before you took it out. It was ridiculous.
That's what we had, wasn't it?
It was the first iPod we had.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy to report, Jonathan, the back of that, it looks like new. It's in dire need of a new battery. It lasts all of 5 minutes. But it looks brand new. I could palm it off somebody because it looks brand new. I can't believe we went from that to the other. I look at it now and it looks... Oh. I'm getting messages come through on it and all kinds of stuff. Go away. It's pinging at me. I remember looking at it when the new one arrived and thought, oh, it's a bit narrow and I might prefer the other one. But I'm looking at it now and like, no, I was right all along. Definitely. I've got notifications on it. Go away. It's making noises and sending me notifications. You know how I love that. But it does look the part. So I wouldn't worry about that particularly these days. That's going to depend on the case, isn't it? Oh, Paul's dad still got one. They are highly sought after, even if only for fish tanks. But the fish tank thing's genuine. I was on a PC when that came out. I think it was around, was it 97, 98? Oh, but Simon, I want the nice lighting effects. Wouldn't that work? Ooh, iPod in black. I did look at the black one. Particularly, I looked at the U2 one. Huge U2 fan. But I decided against it. That had it black with red bits on it. So I went for the standard white. I did put it in a case and it still got scratched. That shiny back was never a good idea. It looked nice, but it was totally impractical. Oh, you still use your 80 gig? I think mine was 40. Oh, and every time I get it out and charge it up now and I look at it, I want to touch the screen. It doesn't work like that. Use an iPod Mini. Do you know, I never had an iPod Mini. I had a Nano, but a tiny, tiny one. But never a Mini. And they weren't actually selling those that long, were they? They then brought out a new model. Do you remember the short, squat one? it felt like it, like the screen should have gone the other way, basically, because they'd had to make it much wider. And again, I think that only lasted like a year because people hated it. I wonder if they'll still think a scope for that. In fact, if you could just get rid of the... If the iPod was as powerful as the iPhone, but just didn't have the telephony side of it, I'd probably go for that because I don't really need that. You can get brand new ones. Wow. I did see a video, you know, when you log into YouTube and he says you might want to watch this. It was a video of a guy unboxing an original iPhone. What was it? The Nano. Isn't it cute? Do you know, it's scary to think we watched video on that and thought it was good. But we did. And now we don't. Wow, look at the price of some of these things. £200. That one's a bit of a better price, £4.99. Probably not new, that one, though. So you will pay through the nose. Oh, why is it asking me to sign in with Google? Go away. I wonder if this one on there, that's the one I'm thinking of. It was definitely an iPod. I think it was a mini. I think they did call it a mini. But it was the wide one. It was the chunky one. Not the original mini. Did they call that a mini? Or did they rename it? These are all the originals, aren't they? Wow. Look, a pink one. Replete with a pink case. Lovely. Won't bother. Will it work with 10.15? Highly unlikely. That's interesting, actually. Do they keep support for it? Wow, one of these is £500. It says new listing. This iPhone is now buzz with notification. I don't know who's woken that up. Go away. £500 for an iPod mini second gen, 6 gig. Clearly in the wrong game here. A gold first generation 4 gig, £500. And they're charging postage on that. Utterly ridiculous. We could be sat on a fortune here, guys. Who's got these old original things?
Bark.
Right, Father, I've decided that I need to be in the garden.
Bark.
God, this is an average price. £4.99. £399. Wow. I clearly don't look at these enough, do I? A shuffle you use when you swim, it's waterproof. Was the shuffle the little thing on a clip? I don't know. Is that the waterproof one? I had one of those. Good grief. The Griffin I-beam. The stuff I find on eBay. Jonathan, you'll have me spending money at this rate. This will never do. There's an original. Oh no, that's a job lot of stuff. It looks like an original iPhone. It's certainly the original box then. Oh, look at that. iWork 06. £149.99. Are they kidding? Oh my. That was the first version I used. It was fabulous. Oh, talking of which, iWork takes us to Mail Merge, which takes us to how did it go, Jonathan? Clip it onto the goggles. That's brilliant. That is brilliant. I haven't ventured swimming in quite some considerable time, so I'd never really considered that, but that is a good idea. Oh, good. Who won? Did you win? Or were you question master? If you're question master, you can't win. I've been notioning. You know, my huge productivity of the last 2 days, I've been notioning. Do you know, it's a nightmare. I go in and I think, right, I need to do X. And then I look at it and there's always something that's not quite finished. I take it Jonathan didn't win then. but I went in and it was a table of mics. So it was some stuff for Brooklands. And I thought, I'm the one producing most of the music shows. Mike does the talkie shows. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, I need a view and I need this and I need that. And then I'm like, no, I can't be doing with this. So I ended up making a copy of doing a linked table scenario and redesigning the whole thing. So I'm treating the original one that we built, and that would have been about 16, 17 months ago. Very early into our Notion usage. It should have been in the engine room, simple as that. But it wasn't. We were actually using the original table. So I've rectified that. The bingo cards were created brilliantly. Should have checked them. You can't have person X arriving late and also person X arriving at the same time. No, Jonathan, you can't. I had some of those. But we decided things like, you know, you two to wrap up or somebody else to wrap up. It just gave you two chances of being right. But no, you weren't going to get a full house with those. We figured no one was going to get a full house with that. Ah, the U2 thing, don't get me going. I don't know how I stumbled across that. What on earth was I looking for? But I found this article, and it was an interview with Adam Clayton, who's the bassist in U2, which led me on to another article, which was an interview with The Edge, guitarist with U2. Very, very interesting. Very interesting indeed. U2 have set up a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week radio station. I thought, really? Like we did last year, you mean? Following in our footsteps. Ooh, Kim's hoping for another Notion tutorial. It was... would that be useful? I guess the logic of why I did it would be useful. Basically, what we had was completed shows, in-progress shows. We had some shows where the show is complete, but we haven't processed the video, the audio. So usually with by request, we have a copy of the video, audio, won't be right yet, audio, but I don't particularly bother processing it. But if you think about like this week where Tracy said, I'd love to have the audio. It's a shame it's not recorded. And I said, well, of course it's recorded. It's recorded, but nothing's actually done with it. We can't make it available on demand because the licensing won't allow. Good night, Jonathan. But what we could do is reschedule it. So there would be nothing to stop us playing like the very first by request overnight one night. So they had a different status. They were complete. But because we hadn't processed the audio, it was like, well, shall I leave that as in progress? But in progress implies that it can be taken to completion, where awaiting processing of the audio is actually complete. So I rejigged that. We've got some that were dropped. Mainly they were dropped because of COVID. We could hardly do an Aberdeen conference special when the conference got cancelled. So that had a dropped status. Then you've got not started, where you know that you're going to do it, but you haven't done anything about it yet. But we also have a commissioned status. And the idea with the commissioned status was so it was filterable. We could hide it. There's also stuff on a hard hold. Hard hold means we can't do anything about it. And basically what happened was, everything needs a date as well, because that's how it's sorted. And all of the stuff that was commissioned was at the top of the list. The idea being that your eyes wander over it as you're wandering down to the stuff that you can do. But then the problem becomes you get distracted by the stuff that you literally cannot do. So that's why I needed different views. And I thought if I put different views in, Mike's going to go bald. So, that was why I decided to do it a totally different way in a different table. We'll see how that goes. This is what I mean by productivity being on fire. It's been amazing. I don't know what's the matter with me. It's actually really quite weird because I've taken to putting some stuff on paper. So it's actually in front of me in my disc-bound planner thing. Which has meant that things have got done because they are actually like in front of your face. So there's always room for paper as well. And I'm finishing off the project system. So if you remember when we built that Notion system originally, there was projects, areas, actions, etc. Well, the thing with the project was, there's certain things, if we define a project as a collection of related tasks with a completion date, most people probably work on like two or three projects a week. And I'm working on like 25. And It's true. They are individual little things. So if you think of every episode of Marooned as a project, because if it's not a project, what is it? And how does it get taken to completion? Oh, an Ocean 2020 update would be good. Yeah, how it panned out. What worked and what didn't work, you mean? Yeah, we could do that. I happen to have my post-it notes here. So we'll do the 2020 update and how it panned out. Actually, as I was being foisted at these videos from YouTube, I have no idea what I did to deserve this, but they were recommending planner videos and bullet journaling videos, productivity stuff. So I put one of these bullet journal things on, because the way I look at it, although they're doing it by hand, and they're literally, they're beautiful, but honestly, it's like watching, and they're all women. I've not seen one guy. But they're all there with the, and then I'm going to draw this, and then I'm going to put a pretty picture of a mouse on it. Then I'm going to put some stickers on it. And I'm thinking, how old is this woman? Because you're thinking, like, kids of six do this. They've clearly not grown up. But as I'm watching, you know, sometimes they put something in a bullet journal, something that they are specifically tracking. And there's no way I am going to be prettifying a bullet journal. That is not happening. I'm a digital girl. But I tend to think of Notion and like adding a new page or a new table or a new system. And I can see, I can draw parallels with it. So it's like, let's say they decide they're going to track the movies they watch. And I think, why? Why would you do that? But never mind. I do that with books. So let me pretend it's books. You look at how they do that. And you might think, oh, you know, I could translate that into doing it this way in Notion. Because the problem I've got in Notion with trying to track books is it needs to be simple to make it work. It's as simple as that. But then that works at the beginning, but then you want to add something in and it doesn't fit the way you've designed it. And I'm at that point where I'm thinking, got this simple thing to do with books. So when did you read it? What did you think of it? That was it. But then you've got a series of books and you're trying to work out which is the one that you want to listen to or read next. And when you look at it, there's no way of saying that, you know, that book A is part of a series. So if it's something like the Harry Potters, it's obvious. But then to some people, is it? Because they're not numbered, you know, book one, book two, book three. And a lot of other books that I read, like murder mystery type books or thrillers, they are in a series and I don't know which one's which. So I actually think the solution is a multi-table thing. They weren't doing that on the bullet journal thing. They were just writing it in. But it does. It makes you think. Makes you think. Kim never had a journal till Notion. Must admit, I did. I have a day one journal. But that's more like prose. Whereas the journal that I've built in Notion, half of it gets automatically populated. So if I went to a specific day of this year, it would have all the hooks out to it. So I would know, did I do an episode of Marooned? And if I did, which one? Did I make any notes? Did I read any books? And it would all be there in the journal page. Not below the fold where I've typed it in. It would all be above the fold where it's all linked to, which I find valuable. But we'll see how that goes down the line. Because now I'm thinking it doesn't actually make sense to have the day one journal. It would be all better if it was all together in Notion. I'll have to see how that goes. You mean the bullet journal people? You've seen a guy doing a bullet journal. Wow, I haven't. Simple, clean and to the point. That's how I am. You know, I like everything to be fairly standardised. But a lot of the ladies, they're decorating it, which I can get at the beginning of the month. You know, if it gives you some kind of clarity and it's cathartic for you, great. Taking that long to set it up would drive me insane. The other thing is, you know, like if you make like one mistake, my OCD, I'd be hyper every time I looked at it. But the one that I saw last week was just stunning. And it must have taken hours and hours and hours. Instead of just, you know, sticking a few leaves on it or putting some stickers on it, that's another thing, are you three? Decorating the whole thing with stickers. There they are with tweezers, putting them on there. You're like, how much time have you got? But this one, she actually painted it. It was a work of art. It was I think it was meant to be Spain, like a Spanish influence on the coast. She had like a beautiful blue sea behind it. She had some buildings on the left. She got some climbing roses on the right. It was stunningly beautiful. And I'm thinking, I just couldn't, no. It was the time that it took. But when then at the end of the month, they do a build with me at the beginning of the month. So about the last week of the month, they do a setting up the next month video. And then like the first week of the month, they'll do a flip through. And a flip through is where they show you every page from the last month. And I must admit, you know, like, sitting there watching a video of somebody else's journal, but I mean, it's more than just their journal. Yeah, it'll be like quotes they've got and pictures they've saved and how they did the weeks, what they would, you know, in hindsight, what they did wrong and what they wouldn't do again and what they would do again, all of that. And it got me thinking, actually, although you wouldn't be able to see how it started, it would actually be quite interesting, I think, to do like a, like Paul says, basically, a Notion 2020 update. So this was how I thought it would work. And this is, you know, and then what didn't work. And this is what I'm doing now. And this is how it's working now. Basically, a digital flip through. I do like how some of the junk journals look. They're pretty. That's the thing. Then I don't think for using them, unless you're working from home, because some of these journals that they're doing, I mean, if it's a bullet journal, it tends to be an A5 size. Or a B5 size, so pocketable up to a point. But a lot of them are now going for A4 size, and there's no way that they're practical. I remember having a Filofax, and I went to an A5 one, and it was just as good. Then I decided, wrongly, that if the A5 worked, the A4 must be amazing, because I'd be able to put more in it. So I got an A4 one. Never worked right. It just didn't work for me. The other thing that I've noticed with these journal things, particularly the ones that aren't a bullet journal, there seems to be a distinction between bullet journal journals and planners. And the planners tend to be the ones like I use, which I didn't know was a thing. I didn't want it as a planner. I wanted it as a notebook. I wanted it as a notebook so I never had to reach the end of a notebook. Because what I was doing, I think it was 2007, I'd got like a hardback notebook, like a Moleskine. And I would use it for notes. And once it was full, finished, I would rip out the pages that were total rubbish that I don't need. And what was left, I would scan. And I would turn it into a GoodNotes notebook, which in essence is just a PDF that you could write on in GoodNotes. Which turned out to be incredibly fortuitous because I had to leave GoodNotes, if you remember, because it only works on Catalina. But I could take away the PDF. So I turned my old notebooks into PDFs and then got rid of the notebooks, which solved a problem. But I decided I still had the need for paper, you know, to stick my post-it notes to and stuff. So I got what's called a Staples Arc. Staples being the stationery company. Arc being the name of their notebook, and it was a Staples own brand, and it worked brilliantly. Thankfully, oh, I thank myself every day, I did spend the money, which was about £18 at the time, to buy the hole punch, and it's like a little mushroom shape. And I say thankfully because obviously Staples went bust in the UK and you can't buy them anymore. So I'd bought the rings and I'd got the covers and I'd got the hole punch so I could carry on using it. And I just use A5 paper and just punch it and put it in the notebook. So what I would do then, I would never need another notebook, basically. If a page is total rubbish, I would just take it out and throw it in the bin. If it's something that I'm finished with and I want to archive, I would just scan it and add it to Notability. as a PDF and be done with it. And that works pretty well. Well, they're using that system, the disk-based planner things, as journals, they're calling them. No, planners. They're calling them planners. So I got one of these videos, like how to plan. So I thought, oh, let's have a look at that one. Oh, don't go there. They're scary people. This woman had 7 planners stacked up and I thought, oh, she's doing a comparison. No, she was using 7 planners that must have weighed about 8 stone between them. And I thought, but each one's got a calendar in. And there she was trying to make sure that the calendars matched in all the planners. Why? Why would you do that? That's a silly idea. The other thing with that one was, not only that, but then there's this entire concept that has appeared out of nowhere. And I can only assume it's from the company that makes the planners. Because these planners aren't cheap. They start at $40 and go upwards. 1 planner a day. What they were doing with them, Paul, it was, this is my social media planner. And this is my food planner. And this is my wellness planner. But the thing is, you know, what food are you having? How do you organise food? By the day. So there was diary pages with the food on. And then in the wellness planner, this was when I exercised. And I'm like, how can you look back at that and it be a holistic look at the day? And they were all different sizes. But anyway, another one was doing the same. She also had a desk full of planners. And I'm like, whoa, how are these women organising everything? But this one was even weirder. Having spent upwards of $400 to $500 on all these planners, she decided, and I thought it was a concept that she'd come up with, but apparently not. It's a thing. Let's see if you guys know about this thing. A Franken planner. As the name implies, a Frankenstein planner. And what they were doing, because they were ring based, they just took everything off the rings. Oh, and the rings are a thing. Some are metal and some have colours on them. And some, are, you know what I mean? So then they've got just the right rings. Crying out loud. And they build up a planner from bits of other planners. So it's, I want January from this planner, but I want March from that one. And I want this bit from another planner. And I've got the cover off this one, but I'm using the back page off that one. And I'm thinking, what are you doing with what's left? So you've got this customised planner, but they're calling it a Franken planner. But what are you doing with the rest? Anyway, the answer to that seemed to be she was sticking the whole lot in a box. And I thought, that's like hundreds of pounds worth of stuff in a box. Why was my question. But then I understood. You wouldn't, if you were taking them out, Kim, it reminded me of going off to lectures when I was at university. And we needed to take our textbooks and our case books. As law students, you didn't just have one book per subject, you had a minimum of 2. And I used to have a pilot's case to carry it. They were that heavy. So I would have wanted something that was like, open your phone, tap it, write them done.
I had one of those.
What, pilot's case?
Yeah.
That had all your access
stuff. All my access and my VBA books.
Oh, VBA books weighed, oh, again, like 27 stone.
I always talk about that when I do VBA courses, how 20 years ago I used to carry about 6 big, thick VBA.
You needed to, though. That was your
Bibles,
reference.
Yeah. And now you just go in Google.
Yeah, I'm going to look at that notebook. I think we've looked at that notebook before and it did look very much... there it is. Customised notebook. Disc bound. Right, let me have a look. Let's have a look at that one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes, those ones are identical. The Levengers. They've got 8 rings. The ones that these people had 9, which obviously is a big problem trying to get the pages to work. And you see, they've got all different coloured discs and stuff, haven't they? But they might ship to the UK, but I don't think we've got much in the UK direct. You couldn't just walk into a store and find that. But yeah, they would work great. That's the kind of notebook that I've actually got. And I love it. Absolutely love it. But these leaving them in the box brigade, I'm like, I can't understand why you would pay that kind of money and then leave them all in the box, or bits of them in the box. But it turned out, if you were doing videos of it, and the other thing that I noticed as I was watching a couple of these things, I thought that's the same planner the other one had. And it seemed really odd to me, because you look at planners and they never seem to be the same 2 minutes together. And the fact that three or four people had exactly the same planner, or I'm using this cover, and I'm like, hang on, the other one was using that. That's crazy. It turned out, because then like the third one that I watched said, I got this out of my squad box. And I'm like, whoa, what's a squad box?
Didn't you mention Happy Planners?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the Happy Planner.
Just mentioned that.
Yeah. They have 9 rings, but this squad box means that you are basically one of their influencers and they will send you a box full of planners. Then all became clear. These people who were doing the videos, they weren't buying the planners. They were getting sent the planners free of charge in a squad box to basically create adverts for the Happy Planner Company. And I'm like, really? Where's the notification on the video that there's product placement? Because if you've not paid for it, YouTube rules are it needs to say that. And it didn't. None of the videos said that. Now, whether they're getting around it on a technicality that, you know, a box of stuff, it's not like being given one thing, I don't know. But it's not really on, is it? No wonder all these videos were the same. They were all getting the same planners for free. Absolutely criminal. No, I don't go for anything like that. I just use plain paper, plain cheap paper. So Deb's heard of it. Organising it. I watched one on the basis. I thought, how long's this video? And I fast forwarded through most of it and then watched the flip through at the end. And I'm thinking that must have taken at least an hour and a half, 2 hours. I can't help thinking that 2 hours spent fiddling around with it is like a sense of false security. Now I'm organised. Yeah, you might be organised, but only if you use it. And as I know from Notion, I go into it and think, oh, it's absolutely perfect. I built it beautifully. It's fantastic. And then I think, oh, that's not working. And then I have to rethink it. But, you know, if you've taken 2 hours to arrange all the pages in your planner and you've gone for a vertical approach rather than the horizontal one and it doesn't work, you've actually got to start again. I can't see the logic of it myself. Ooh, let's have a look what Paul's saying. User group installing RAM, must remember helping what he did with his Mac Plus, and he said he left it in his closet. I have no idea who would do that, Paul. Oh, wow. I must admit, my mum, she didn't use the word closet. That's not a word we use in the UK much. But would you say, Mike, a useful alternative to closet is understairs cupboard?
Or wardrobe.
Means the same thing, though.
Yeah.
No, I don't mean for putting clothes in. I mean for hoarding stuff that you're not using.
Yeah.
Understairs cupboard. I had a multitude of sins. My dad said he wanted a computer. This was probably the mid-80s. And my mum was like, what for? You'll never use that. And her logic was he had no patience and he wouldn't wait for it to boot up and then do things. In the end, he did get one. But she said to him, it'll only end up in the understairs cupboard. Now, they weren't $1,800. It was probably around the £60 mark. In the end, he got one. And basically, he wanted to do like radio stuff on it. There was a thing called Ritty. I think it was R-I-T-T-Y. And it was, I guess it was like the early internet with Morse code kind of thing. But it did end up in the understairs cupboard. She was quite right. He had no patience for it. I suggested she have one. Now, given that she'd worked in the mid to late 50s, well, actually from the mid 50s, because she left school when she was just 15. Nobody went on to further ed back then. Not in the UK, they didn't. She self-taught herself everything she needed to know. and she became one of the first computer programmers and the first female computer programmer in the UK. So she'd got, you know, eons of experience with it being on computers. So I said, you know, do you want a computer? No, no, we're ridiculous. And she never touched one again, did she?
No.
But you could talk to her about relational database theory, and she yep, I'm with you. She'd give you advice on how to structure it, but she just had no interest in actually turning one on anymore. Very, very strange, because Dad wanted to play with stuff like that, didn't have a clue how it worked. Not a clue. Aren't we all weird? Yeah, so that was me looking at the planners. They are pretty, though. When they do the flip-through, there was one girl who did a flip-through, and on it was her social media history. And she had literally, I'm not joking now, but I will tell you, there's a punchline at the end. It was an A4 planner. It was, I think the days were vertical. And she had printed out the photos she'd posted to social media and handwritten out on the pages the text she'd posted on social media. And this particular A4 planner was her, and I quote, social media memories planner. Can you understand why I was thinking? Barking. Barking mad. I mean, the time that must have taken. It did look amazing. I can imagine, you know, 50 years from now, you kind of flick back through it. What memories to have. But it was just the time that would take. So she was flicking through it, and I think it was like August last year. And there was some in September, and I think she got up to October. Once she hit November, they were blank. And this, I think, was recorded June. And she said, I'm a bit behind. I thought, you're not kidding. But I'm going to catch up. And I thought, if I found it difficult to understand somebody handwriting their social media posts in their memory planner, what made even less sense was to go back physically through your social media from last October for 8 months, 9 months, and fill in the memory planner. Tell me I'm not the only one who thinks that's a bit weird.
I think it's a bit weird.
I think it looked beautiful, but I'd have to question the use of time. I mean, I have said to you, haven't I, like, Mike and I have said things like, I wish we'd have had a digital camera when Maya was born. If you wanted to take a photo, it had to be a film photo. So we'd get like a roll of 36, and you've got how many pictures of Maya? 36. I can take 36 pictures of Lola in 2 minutes and not think twice about it. So yes, there's things like that, but whoa. It would be easy for Kim. She only posts something twice a year. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's like me on Twitter.
It's profound, Kim. The two things you post, clearly profound. I was on Twitter quite a bit from 2008. It's just got too toxic. The people that you follow because they're in tech and used to be great fun. It started with Brexit, I think. In fact, probably in America, it started with the last election with Trump. But for us, it was Brexit. And it just got so nasty. And these were people that you knew from the tech world. But every time you looked at Twitter, it was just Brexit, 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 Brexit. And I set up as many filters as I could set up. Stuff was still getting through. I couldn't be dealing with it. Could not be dealing.
I only go on Facebook because my friends are on there. And my last tweet was about 2 weeks ago. And it was FFS.
That will be football related.
It was.
Thought so.
It was two FFS. There's a guy who lives in Ireland who's a United fan. And every time United go a goal down, or two goals down, or three goals down, he always tweets FFS. So he's become known to you and I as FFS.
I don't know the guy's name, but I know him as FFS.
His name's Mark Allen.
Oh, right. That's not going to stick with me. It's not.
I got to know him because he created a United fixtures calendar that I could import into my calendar.
Ah.
But he doesn't do it anymore.
Oh. Well, heaven knows what's going to be happening with that. We should already know next year's fixtures, but we don't yet.
They do in Scotland. Scottish fixtures came out yesterday.
Did they?
Yeah.
God, they're ahead of themselves. Mind you, they've pretty much got it licked, haven't they?
Well, They scrapped the season, didn't they?
Ish. Debbie says, too weird. I'm off social media. Just do Slack with you. Slack's a little bit like Twitter, isn't it? But it's private, so there's no scrapping. We don't have scrapping in there at all. So that's just nice. But Twitter's scary. I never did Facebook, ever. And then all the people that I knew from church were on Facebook. So we all started following each other. So I have been known to go into Facebook. But the thing with me is, all of a sudden, you know, I can be in there every day replying to people, putting, you know, likes on stuff, posting something funny for days and days and days, even weeks. And then all of a sudden, I won't go in one day and that's it. I'm then having a break from Facebook. So I haven't been in Facebook since probably about last Tuesday or Wednesday at all. And I know that I've you know, people have added me or whatever, but once I'm off it for a while and then I'll like pop back in again. But I think it just gets overwhelming. And as you point out there, it's a waste of time. You'd rather be creating. I think you can be drawn away from creating and it becomes like, I mean, we say there's a couple of friends we've got and it doesn't matter what we post or what time we post it, you know, literally up to like 3 o'clock in the morning, they'll like it straight away. And you're like,
they live on Facebook, obviously.
They must live on Facebook. And we're not talking like people who don't have jobs. They have jobs as well. I don't know how they do it. Unless they've got some kind of notification thing set up, I don't know how they do it. I just put everything on mute. I mean, you know me and notifications. If I get a notification, it's like, whoa, who are you? How did that one get through? I'm not to the point of, what do they call it? A digital detox. Has anybody done that? Digital detox? Where you deliberately actually get to the point of taking apps off your phone and stuff. Or putting a blocker on your computer where you block sites for a certain amount of time. I've never had to go to that level. What about you?
Me? Interesting, actually. A couple of years ago, a guy came to do a talk at AZ, and he actually used to work at AZ, not as a scientist, worked in IT. And I got chatting to him, and we follow each other on LinkedIn. He's actually listened to a few MapBytes episodes because we got talking about MapBytes. And as part of this talk, which was to do with sort of time management, productivity, etc., etc., because that's his thing, he said, move your social media apps off the first page of your phone and put them in a folder. Now, I have, because that is then a couple of extra clicks and, you know, it might put you off using them every 30 seconds.
Yeah, put more friction between you and your social media.
I have put them in a folder, but they are on the first page. So I've got halfway there. So I've got this folder with LinkedIn, Facebook, Tweetbot, Messenger, WhatsApp, Facebook page, Periscope. Is that still going?
Don't ask me. No idea.
Instagram and Hootsuite.
That's interesting because I've not done the digital detox thing at all. I actually moved Facebook to the homepage when we started chatting with people, which was probably about 3-4 years ago. And Tweetbot's underneath that. I also have a lot of folders on the homepage. What I did do that blew my mind, it was one of those things of like, it's a phone. So on the dock, I had the phone icon and it was there for years, literally years. And I thought in the end, how often do you make a phone call, woman? It was like once every 6 months. And an incoming call, it takes over the screen, so you can just tap answer. But I thought, I don't actually use the phone. So I put it in a comms folder. Totally changed how I used it. So now the stuff that's on the dock is actually the stuff that I use. I look at the rest of what's on the homepage. Do we all do this when somebody posts a what's on my homepage? You sit and watch it. But what's on my dock, I could probably just get away with that for most of stuff. Notion is on the left, and then Drafts, then Gmail, and then Firefox.
I've got camera, photos, notes, OneNote.
I'm surprised you don't find your mail worthy.
No, the male's at the top.
I'm also surprised you don't bother with drafts, because to me, drafts...
I do, but drafts is at the bottom right. Not on the dock, but at the bottom right. So it's easily gettable.
My health's there. But drafts, to me, is like where I shuffle stuff around everything. So that one definitely needs to be there. Would you ever go in for this thing of leaving the home screen blank?
No.
No, I think I'd find that weird. But one benefit...
Well, I might, because then I get to see Maya.
I think that's why some people do it, but I thought you had to have one icon. So when you say blank...
I don't know.
I'd have thought you had to have had one icon. It might be something that's worth trying. We should do it before and an after and see if it works, because you can always improve your systems, you know.
I can see half of Maya.
Kim only goes on Facebook to work on genealogy, which is totally understandable. That's different. Let's have a look. You speed read through Facebook. I must admit, there's a lot of stuff on Facebook I don't bother with. The one thing that gets me on Facebook really narks me. I'll post something that I consider to be pretty much innocuous. You know, just like an FYI. I can't remember what the last thing was, but I got... There's a guy that Mike and I know, and... Would you say he's a real-life friend?
Depends who he is.
You know who he is. You know where he lives. And he's now moved to Scouseland.
Oh, right. Yes, it's just...
I don't know whether friend would be a strong term. But he takes exception with what you've written and then puts you right. And I'm like, how rude.
He's top of my feed right now.
And there you go then. Very opinionated, but doesn't want to allow you to have an opinion without him putting you right. And I'm like, bordering. There's only one person I've ever put on mute on Facebook, and I think I did on Twitter as well. And it's not that I'm intolerant. Me, intolerant. But this person's an atheist, which is fine. I have no problem with that. Every single post is why he's an atheist and why you should be too. I have never posted anything about going to church or anything like that. I might talk to you guys. I consider you guys friends and, you know, we're talking about what we do in a week. But I would never say you need to go to church, you heathen. But he just goes on and on and on. And I thought, I'll filter it out. That's what I'll do. I'll filter it. There was no filtering it. And I don't know, it makes me smile, because you know how Facebook does this thing of, you know so-and-so, so you might like to know so-and-so. And we get a lot of stuff like, the funniest was when Mike got recommended Catholic singles. Given that Facebook knows we're engaged, you know, just saying. But it always makes me smile, because I've got another friend who is also Catholic, but again, doesn't mention it at all. You would never know from this person's feed they've got any faith whatsoever. Like me, it's totally private. And it just makes me smile. Both of us are friends with the rampant atheist. And I just would love to see what he gets recommended based on the two of us. I would pay money to see that. Oh dear, oh dear. But it's funny. That's funny. But I don't like spending time on there like that, because I think, like, I wouldn't dream of answering somebody with, I think you're looking at that all wrong, my dear. How condescending. So I'm better off Facebook every now and then. let's have a look. You didn't put it on your phone. And you blocked Facebook because of the tracking. I only ever access Facebook either through the app on the phone or Firefox, and Firefox just locks it into a container, so it doesn't escape. But Mike will be looking at something on Amazon, and the next minute it's in his Facebook feed and he wonders why.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's actually been some good come out of that. Yeah, things like ABBA concerts.
Yeah, it's scary how they know, though. So you've bought tickets for one ABBA concert, and the next minute they're recommending another.
Yeah, which suits me.
Creepy likes Facebook advertising. Oh, what's on your dock, Simon? I'm talking about the phone. You can only have four. You can't get in trouble there. That sounds more like an unfriend. quite sure whether anybody gets notified of that, Simon, but I liken it to Mike. I will say to Mike, oh, for crying out loud, he's off again. And he's actually posting photos of religious stuff. And then the text underneath is like, you're all sheep, blah, blah, blah. And I liken it with Mike, right? Mike would post something about United. He would post that the game, you know, is coming up and whatever. But he would never post hatred of Liverpool. Or anybody else. But let's just focus on, like, Liverpool or City or Arsenal. That's what this guy does. He has a focus that's anti-something, and every post is that. And I'm thinking, why don't you focus on what you like? So there's things that the guy likes. I mean, let's say it's flower arranging and underwater basket weaving. Talk about that. Don't talk about the stuff you don't like. I don't get that. I just don't get that.
Does anyone ever have a... Because Deb's?
One of the Debs.
One of the Debs. Deb. It was Deb. Deb's just said... You don't get notified if you're unfriended.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone ever do a cull? No, that's the other thing. I mean, I have done a cull.
Have you?
Yes.
Did I make the cut?
You made the cut.
Thank you.
No, I've got friends on there who say, I'm going to remove you if you haven't... I was going to say tweeted. If you haven't posted on Facebook for the last 6 months... And I've got other people who say I'm going to cull, and but if you've seen this, you're still on my friends list.
We'll tell you what I did see that was funny.
We were culled, weren't we?
We were ghosted.
Yeah.
We were ghosted. Now that I do find rude. This
was Tracy.
Hello, Tracy. Oh, what's this from Debbie? There's a Facebook scary. Used to do searches on the iPad, not on Facebook. Partner was on Facebook. And things she searched for would show up. That is scary. But that's how Facebook works, isn't it? Oh dear, oh dear. No, I was going to say, the unfriending malarkey, wasn't it? Oh, what was I going to talk about? Oh, apart from us getting ghosted.
Yeah,
that was weird. I'd heard of ghosting vaguely, but only in like passing. I mean, could you actually have explained it to somebody?
No.
Now, ghosting is where somebody just totally cuts you dead. So usually, I mean, if it was somebody you didn't talk to much, you probably don't care. So ghosting tends to be where you have had some kind of relationship with people. And we had a fantastic relationship with this person. Oh, laugh a minute. We were doing house renovations. They were doing house renovations. They were into football. We were into football. We DM'd all the time. So I would have said, of all the people on Twitter, this particular person was a good friend of both of us. And I thought one day, I haven't seen any posts from this person. So I went off to have a look. And it said... you're not following them and they're not following you. And I thought, that's got to be a mistake. Of course we are. We've been DMing for the best part of 11 years, 12 years. We're talking a long time. So I thought, that's a mistake. So I mentioned it to Mike. So he had a look and he said, oh, I've got the same. So we thought, must be a snafu. So good friends were we that we had email address for the person. So Mike got into a conversation. Along the lines of, was it that it had been done deliberately, but we'd been included inadvertently?
Yeah.
So that was the story. I'll make sure that's fixed, mate. So a couple more conversations, and he never did put it right. So we were ghosted, weren't we? And yeah. It does leave you feeling a bit, whoa, what did we do? I don't think it matters as much if it's somebody that you don't particularly know that well. You know, you just know of them. But this particular person had been through, obviously it was 12 years. They'd been through my dad dying, Maya dying, mum dying, their mother dying, the house renovations, all kinds of stuff. And it was just sad. just really sad. And, you know, you said, like, Mike was like, well, I might send a mail. And I said, you know, it's pretty clear. The only way they can start following you, that's obvious. But for you to start following them, they have to block you. So if you've got somebody following you and you'd rather they didn't, then you hit the block button. And then at that point, they're no longer following you. I just find that really weird. I mean, there was no argument. There was nothing. We were just totally ghosted. Now, if you were sensitive, I mean, for a start, there was two of us, so I could talk to Mike about it. But if you were in any way sensitive, how would that make you feel? It could give you mental health problems that you've just been ghosted for no particular reason. Social media is a minefield. It is. It's a total minefield. So I'm off Facebook at the moment, having a rest. I'll probably have to go on just to reply to people, and then I'll probably take another rest. A little bit of Facebook goes a long way. A long, long way, unfortunately. So Deb's had to block a couple of people or muted them with their rants. Yeah, that... I've only ever done it with one person, I must admit, only ever one person. But it was just a case of like, and I must admit, I did sit there and I had a conversation with myself of like, you know, are you trying to block this person because you don't want, you know, you can't cope with the fact that they have a different opinion than you? And I came to the conclusion with that, no, I'm quite happy for people to have a totally different opinion. No problem with that at all. But half of his posts were, don't you dare ram religion down my throat. And I thought, hang on a minute, don't you dare ram atheism down mine. Why don't you just shut up? Because I've never said a word. I don't think I've ever uttered the word religion or Catholic on Facebook. Why would I? I mean, there are people that we know, like Stuart, who would post something from the Catanians. But it's usually an uplifting thing. It's not like... like a judgmental thing of, you know, like Sodom and Gomorrah, get back to some kind of morality. Nothing like that at all. And I have taken a conscious decision never to post anything about religion or politics.
I'm looking at my friends list.
Oh, he's going for another call.
No, and I'm just seeing how few people actually post.
That is true, actually. That is true. Oh, good grief, only posted about the protest she was going to. That sounds similar, doesn't it? And I came to the decision, you know, if I didn't see these posts, would it bother me? And I thought, no, it wouldn't. I'd rather not see them than see them, basically. But again, I would have been quite happy if it had been a post about a different faith or a post about something that the person was passionate about. But I just found it really negative that all the posts were about something that he hated. And I thought, what kind of life? Where must he be mentally to be in that place? And I thought, you don't need to be there with him, which was why I took that decision. But it's very, very, very unusual that I would do that. And as I say, I had this conversation with myself as though, you know, can't you... What's the phrase we're not supposed to use these days? Oh, yes, man up. Can't you man up and cope with it? And I thought, yes, I can, but I don't choose to. It's just, it makes you... Exactly, hating sad. It is. I don't hate anybody or anything. Although today, I must admit, I did have a moment. I did have a moment. Let me get this story. This is hideous. I put it in drafts because I was on my phone. There you go. I just thought this was so sad. There I was. bit of a sniff with this. I'm sure I put it in there. Come on. Have you not synchronised? Where are you? Or did I put... No. I definitely put it in there. Come on. No, oh, it's come in now. All right. This was just so sad and I was so angry with the person. I thought, how anybody could do this, I am not quite sure. You probably wouldn't even have to read it. You'll get it from the URL. But I was there. I was going like, oh, send him here. We'll look after him. And it wasn't particularly that somebody had just abandoned an old dog. It was the note that they'd put with it. This dog was 10 and they'd had the dog a good few years. And the note was just like, really? Now, you see, if I was following that person on social media, I think I might struggle. Oh, that was just so sad. Oh, let me in here. The ones I did... telling everyone when they had to do whatever they said was correct. The political rant has got, oh, they do. I do have a couple of people, Deb, who do post political stuff. What I find comical with it, there's two in particular. They're both American. One was pro, what's his name, years ago? Bernie Sanders. And over in this country, if you don't tend to follow the person, you tend to follow the party. So he was a Democrat. And once he was out of the race, and that meant that the Democrats had picked Hillary Clinton, this person didn't like Hillary Clinton. This person now is pro-Trump, big style. And the stuff that comes through is like, oh no. But the thing that you know, I've just left it alone. The other person is pro-Democrat. And they totally balance each other out. It's hysterical. You'll get something through on Facebook and you'll read it and think, oh, that's bad. And then the next one will be the other person's view of exactly the same thing. So I consider, you know, you're either going to have to block the pair of them or just leave them be, because that way you get a pretty sane review of whatever's going on. But it is comical. They totally outweigh each other. Oh, it's funny. Guilty of occasional politicised rant. If it's only occasional. He lives in the UK. Is this the person with the dog? That's Toddler of Waldorf. That's true. That is very true. It's comical though, because I don't know if Facebook do this deliberately, because obviously your feed's not time bound like it is on Twitter. So I don't know if it's deliberate, but I swear the minute one posts or you're scrolling down your feed and you see a post from person A, I can guarantee 99% of the time the very next post will be the other person with the alternative view. And it makes me smile every time. Oh, dear. Oh, social media. Can't live with it. Can't live without it. Although I do pretty much manage to live without Twitter a lot these days. I used to be on Twitter all the time, but it's a nasty place now. That's the problem. Do you use scheduling software for your Twitter posts? I do for the ones that are time-based. So if I'm doing a countdown to an Apple event, I'll schedule it. And I schedule the ones that say, you know, we're going live in 5 minutes. I use Hootsuite for that. Hootsuite's pretty decent. We've had it a long, long time. Sure, it's not a Russian bot arguing with a US bot. do you know, it could be, because it sounds like that, Simon, but I've followed both of these people for so long. I remember back in the day when we just used to talk about tech. So I think they are genuine people. There's no saying, though, they've not got taken over. Does anybody remember a TV series called Dark Skies?
The Ganglion.
It's a sci-fi series. It was so stupid. It was so stupid. It was good. What's it was in it? Is it Eric Close? I thought it was Eric Close.
It was Eric Mayer.
What was?
What was his name?
I thought it was Eric Close. Oh. According to this, it says Lacey and hang on, is this the new one? Oh, that's a film. No, it was a TV series. I'm sure it was the guy from... there you go. It only ran for a season, I think.
Eric Close.
Yeah, because he was in Missing Without Trace. And
I was thinking of that other one.
What other one?
The other one you used to watch.
The X-Files?
No.
I'm trying to find the other thing he was in. Because Mum liked him. And I'm trying to think what she... Oh, he was in Suits as well, but I probably haven't seen that yet. I don't know. Maybe he was in a film. Or maybe Mum liked him from Without a Trace. Because I don't see anything else she would have seen. Now and Again. That was the one. Now and Again. Good grief, is that 20 years ago? He played a character called Michael Wiseman in Now and Again, which again was one of these... It only lasted a season, trust me. 22 episodes there were. Same with Dark Skies. In fact, it looked like he did one after the other, and Mum absolutely loved that. But the entire plot of Dark Skies was that people had been taken over by having a ganglion planted in their head. So it could well be that is what happened to these two people. Oh dear, oh dear. That's another good point. Oh, what about the Chinese bots? Maybe it's a Chinese bot. Occasionally is fine, but if every message and demanding the put down the other day, yeah, that's the problem. I don't care who is what, but it was literally every post with this person. And these two are as bad. I can't remember either of them posting anything like they used to 10 years ago. It's all politics. But what does make it hysterical is it's usually the same story they're talking about with two wildly opposing views. And I laugh till I cry with some of them. So I'm finding those quite entertaining. But if I wasn't following both and I only had access to one or the other, they'd be gone. Because it's every post. I mean, you've said that, haven't you? Like, I'm thinking of muting. Mm. But you haven't got the other person. You're only following one. That's why it's worse. You need to follow the other person too and see the other side of you, the view. Oh, my word. Don't we have fun? At least you know we're not a bot. Oh, no. Bots couldn't be as badly organised as us. But I'm the second day productivity. Oh, yes. In fact, it's getting better by the minute. I don't know what I've done right this week, but I need to keep it going because I've got lots of stuff to get ready for Friday, haven't I? Don't forget Friday. If you've got any suggestions, now would be a good time because by tomorrow I might have made my mind up and that'll be that. But Devon Agent is a go. So we'll definitely get going with that because that'll get us closer to Devon Think, won't it? And we know that you're all loving Devon Think. Excellent. So, ice cream's what's needed, Mike.
Is it?
Yes. Right. Brain food. Actually, we've had brain food, haven't we? We've had salmon.
Mm.
Mm. I forgot to take a photo. So Jonathan can berate me later for forgetting to take a photo, but it was very nice. Even Lola got a little bit of salmon. She's rather partial to that, isn't she? She's certainly more partial to that than those dog treats that she doesn't like at all. Can't keep up with her. In fact, we're short on dog treats, aren't we?
Do we know how long we'll be doing Brooklands on Saturday?
Brooklands on Saturday?
Yes.
We will be going from 8 o'clock UK time to 1 o'clock on Sunday morning. So we'll be doing 5 hours from whenever we start, which is 8 o'clock. So can you work it out from that? If you add marooned on, it'll be 6 hours from 7 o'clock when we start.
But if you need to bail out, Kim, just let us know what time and then we can play your song when you're in, obviously, not when you're out.
Oh, it'll be lunchtime. Oh! Somewhere in France coming to England. So you're not flying then?
Oh, how many months? Thought you meant how long on Saturday night.
Oh, right. Sorry. Totally misunderstood that. Right. No idea at the moment.
No.
No. The way things are going, I thought everybody would be dashing out. And to be honest, most of the people we know are not dashing out. Once they do dash out, then we may not have an audience. I don't know. I really don't know. I can tell you it's in our system up to the end of July. But with what's happening, the pubs are now closing down again because people have had COVID. I actually saw some statistics to show, and they've been keeping these quiet, believe me, that some of the cities here are in the phase of a second wave. And given the antics at the weekend, I can see it running for a couple of months yet.
Mm.
I think that's the nearest we can say.
Yeah.
That's the nearest we can be. Do have a safe trip, Tracy. We will be thinking of you.
We will indeed.
We will. That's a heck of a journey, isn't it? Mm. And you never know what's going on in different places. It's really not the time to be travelling, but good luck. We will be thinking of you. Maybe staying for several weeks. Oh, wow. Is that because you wouldn't be able to go back? I know certain parts of Spain have shut down again. I don't know how close
Catalonia
to you they
are. Catalonia shut down, hasn't it? Didn't Catalonia shut down? Wasn't there a lockdown?
It was two places in Spain, but I didn't know where they were, to be honest. Where you heading, Tracy? Exeter? Weather-wise, it says cold for the next 10 days. A couple of warm days after that at the moment. But if you're coming, I'd bring a jumper.
Bring a winter woolly and a T-shirt, and then you're covered.
Yeah. It's 17, 16, 16, 17, 21, 21, 21, 21 and 22, that which is a week on Thursday. So certainly not warm, and virtually every day is rain. We did have a front cover on the newspaper, I think it was yesterday morning, and I sent it off to Cathy, you know, we had a right laugh. And it said there's a weather bomb on the way, and it's 6 to 8 weeks of rain. So I would say bring a brolly. Let me have a look. I can add another city. There we go. Exeter. Let's have a look what it's got to say. Oh, a little bit warmer down there. And some sunshine. So from tomorrow, 21, 21, 19, 22, 22, 22, 23, 23, 23, with sunshine on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And cloudy sunshine for the first 4 days of next week. Obviously subject to change, but at the moment that's what it's saying. So certainly warmer than it is here, but not brilliant. The weather's just very dark and overcast. I mean, look how dark it is out there for the time of day it is.
Mm.
Normally this would be bright sunshine till about 10 o'clock. So cold, I would say. Bring stuff for all weathers. Absolutely. Absolutely. You're definitely going to need something for the rain, but I wouldn't worry about whether you bring a bikini or not. I can't see you actually needing that much. Let's just say that. Confinement and most of it. Yeah, it's not good, is it? Just the stuff you like. Exactly. It's quite. I actually said to Mike today, this weather, perfect. Perfect. Loving it. Although having said that, there was a flash flood. I think it was London. And it literally was a flash flood. There was no warning whatsoever. So people are at this junction in London, you know, a major city. And there was the heavens opened. And within 20 minutes, it was flooded. And I'm talking to the level of like 4 foot. The cars needed rescuing. So the weather here is insane. It's completely insane. Is shopping becoming easier or are there mile-long queues? Shopping is easier.
Yeah.
The queues are mainly at places that haven't been open for months and months and months. So food-wise, you'd be fine. You'd probably find a queue at IKEA, but, you know, to be honest, there's always a queue at IKEA. But the rest of them, not bad at all. Most places are insisting you wear masks. So make sure you've got some masks with you. Having said that, places like Asda are now selling masks. I believe they are £4 for five, I think. What else would you need to know over here at the minute? Some pubs are open, some aren't. I'd avoid the lot. Anything else? Don't think so.
No.
But if you've got any questions, just let us know. Your daily habit. It less so here. Public transport, you need them. So if you're going anywhere by train or bus, you'd need them, or coach. But some supermarkets insist, others don't. But a lot of them, it's not masks, it's just face coverings. So if you haven't got a mask, then a scarf would do. But you've probably got masks. I think that's about it. Some places, takeaways are open, but I think they have to deliver. I don't think you can actually go in for food. And if you're going anywhere for food, it has to be... You can sit at a table with people in your bubble, which would probably be the people you've travelled with, and one extended bubble. So at the weekend, Kath and Carolyn went down to see Carolyn's sister. That's their extended bubble, so they could all sit together. Other than that, you have to sit a metre plus apart, and they have to serve you at the table. But apart from that, oh, and nowhere's got any toilet facilities open. So you'd need to plan your journey around that as well. Although what you're supposed to do if you're travelling hundreds of miles, I'm not sure. Maybe they'll be open by the weekend, but they're not open yet. So I think that's about it for what's going on over here. But if I hear anything before Friday, I'll definitely let you know. We should have some kind of thing before Friday, a press conference, because they'll want to trumpet how fabulous everything is. But the fact is, it's not actually brilliant. Good night, Simon. We're going to be heading off too. You'll be protecting the two doctors by wearing a mask. Excellent. Put a portaloo in the back. I would if I were you. Seriously, there are problems with that. Because you're letting people out, and even if they're wearing masks and stuff, people are using public areas as urinals, let's just say. So don't touch anywhere. Don't touch anywhere, just in case. It's just unfortunate they're not open yet. I don't know what they intend to do with them. Need to do something, but we've not heard what. But if we hear anything, we will let you know. So I'm going to try and persuade Mike to bring some ice cream in. Then I'm going to continue to be as productive as I have been before. And we will be back with you tomorrow. Have a fabulous rest of the day and a very good tomorrow. And we'll see you in the evening or lunchtime, depending on where you are. But for the moment, it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Night, guys. Stay safe.